Doc, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I got to calm down a little bit. Let's talk about you. All I hear is Doc Jacobs, Doc Jacobs, Doc Jacobs, Doc Jacobs. Man, what do you got shaking, dude? Why are you so popular?
Well, I'm trying to do everything for our brothers, man.
That's what it takes, man. That's what it takes. Give us a little bit about your military background and tell us what you're doing these days.
Okay. Well, I served 8 years, 2 months, 19 days as a corpsman. And not just Navy corpsman, I was a greenside, served with the infantry twice. Did come to Iraq, the Ramadi tour, 3-7's Ramadi tour round one, and 05-06. I was hit February of 06 by 4155, and came home. I had my left leg eventually amputated, missing two toes and three partial fingers, but you know, stayed in, did my time, you know, finished out another 6.5 years, and then decided, you know what, I can do more on the outside community. And then, you know, that's when I got out, October 2012. So ever since then, I've been go, go, go.
Okay, let me explain, America, what Doc is talking about here. Doc Jacobs, you got hurt. You got hurt bad. You're an amputee. But you were able to stay in the military and continue to drive on with your mission.
Yes, sir.
For how many years? I mean, you're walking around the military with one leg. How many years were you in the military after getting blowed up?
I served another 6 years, 6.5 years after.
And people wonder why I say a warfighter is a superior human being. I don't think I need any other explanation than just to tell you that. The guy gets his leg blown off. He's missing body parts. And he says, I'll still serve another 6 years. This is Tipping Point. Boone Color, stand by to stand by. We'll be right back after this break with Doc Jacobs. And we'll talk to another superior human being all the way. Stand by. And we are back. Let's listen to this for a minute. Go ahead and play this lead in. I just want to listen to it. Hey, Doc, check this out, man. This is Sabo right here. Like it, I like it, I like it. Okay, that's Sabo out there. Everybody want to check that out. He's a warfighter, Purple Heart recipient, and he makes music these days. So go check out Sabo. He's got some good music. This is Tipping Point Boone Color. We're back with Doc Jacobs. Doc Jacobs served in the Navy. He was a corpsman, and he served on the green side with the United States Marine Corps. Running and gunning, making it happen, taking care of warfighters, gets blowed up, gets hurt, does another 6 years, but this time he does it with one leg because he's got it like that. Doc, thank you for coming on the show. We get the whole military service. We get what you did. We got what you went through. What are you doing these days, man? Because you didn't stop when it all stopped. You're still moving forward at a high rate of speed, and I want America to know what we're all about, brother. So tell me.
Well, when I got out in October 2012, I had no sense of direction, had no, you know, guidance of what to do. I just knew that I needed to get out and do something bigger and better, which, you know, serving the military is, you know, the biggest and best thing you can do, you know, being there for your brothers and especially being a corpsman, making sure your Marines come home. But I mean, there was no way I was going to go back. You know, the Navy wasn't allowing it. So, you know, by bigger and better, I mean, you know, a bigger mission within myself, not, you know, the bigger mission of the military. So
right.
I got out and met legendary Tommy Lasorda at an event that I was a guest of honor at, and he invited me to try out for the Dodgers. And so I just said, you know what? I think I have my purpose now. So did that, got some national media attention, you know, whatever, didn't get signed, but I didn't stop there. I went and tried out for the White Sox last year. And all I can say right now is I'm training for spring training and some potential opportunities coming up this year. So that's what I'm doing right now. And October 19th of 2014, I ran the Detroit Half Marathon and did that in 2.5 hours. The last 2 miles kind of slowed me down because, you know, IT band and other leg issues, but, you know, still pushed through it and finished in 2.5 hours, man. So just using whatever abilities and, you know, big kahunas I have left just to keep pushing forward and setting the example.
And that's what we have to do, man, because we got brothers. I mean, we got the warfighter family out there that right now, I guarantee you, they're sitting in a bed and they're looking at a crack in the curtain and they're going, I'm listening to Boone. I'm listening to Tyler. I'm listening to Doc Jacobs. And I don't have my mission yet. And I know I got to get off my ass and get off the zombie dope and get rid of this combat cocktail that they got me on. And I've lost all my, I've lost my mojo. And I got to get that mojo back. And you know what? I'm telling you, I'm watching you. You hear me? You hear me, Warfighter? I'm watching you. I know exactly where you're at. Exactly. I spent 2 years looking at that crack in the curtain at Walter Reed and another 2 years when I got home. I know Doc Jacobs done the same thing. Where you're sitting there and your hair's all messed up. You ain't had a shower. You've been going through night sweats for about 3-4 nights. Nobody's changed out your bedding. You stink. You got the funk on you. And for some reason, you just can't move. You just can't freaking move.
Yeah,
but you will.
My biggest moment, you know, in that time, that, you know, looking out at the curtain and whatnot, I was sitting at Balboa, the Naval Medical Center down there in San Diego, and I had just had my leg amputated, and I was feeling a different kind of pain that the medicines wouldn't fix, you know, the phantom limb pain, and you know, I kept watching these planes fly over the barracks building and whatnot, and I just kept wondering, you know, hey, where are those people going? Where are those people going? And finally, you know what? After I couldn't sleep for a month and a half straight, you know, dealing with this new type of pain and, you know, this cocktail of medication that they had me on and whatnot, I just said, you know what? I'm gonna try and sleep. And I mixed alcohol with sleeping pills. And I woke up literally like 36 hours later in a pile of my own filth. And I just looked up and I said, you know what, big guy upstairs, I get what you're putting down, you know. I got a purpose still. So I just said, you know what, I'm gonna get on one of those planes and I'm gonna go. And ever since then, man, I just been go. So
right on, brother. Right on, man. I get it. And you know what? You and I are talking about it and we know exactly what we're talking about. And I'm guaranteeing you there's listeners right now that are in that same space. And they don't know what to do. And they're like, I get it because I'm in that space right now. And I don't even want to admit it. It sucks. I do not want to admit that I'm sitting here in my own filth and I don't know what to do next. But I know I got to do something. And for me, I had a big wake-up call. I did 17 days in a lockdown coming off the zombie dope. And I'm not telling everybody to just go off their meds. You got to do it the right way. You got to get, you know, you should do it under medical supervision and all that good stuff. It's the right thing to do. So don't try and circumvent that. Don't think you're all badass and you can just come off your psych meds and come off everything at once and you flush it all down the toilet and then you're in a real bad situation. Be smart about it. Have a plan. Go through it the right way. That way it'll last. It'll stick. But in my opinion, we don't come out of that state of mind until we have a place to go to, which means you got to pick your place. You got to pick your mission. You got to decide that. And as that becomes more of your life, then the combat cocktail becomes less of your life and you have a new mission. And because you build your life around the mission, then you really can't, once you commit to something, you really can't get back on that zombie dope because then you're letting people down. And again, warfighters don't punk out, and that would be punking out. So I dig what you're saying. What do we do now? What are you doing these days to keep yourself straight?
Well, I work out a lot. I train and, you know, got a beautiful little daughter and, you know, she keeps me on the straight and narrow, man. She's the boss, you know, 17 months old and she's, you know, keeping me in line. But other than that, man, just, doing school, I took 40.5 semester credits last year alone. Got some potential opportunities coming up, you know, once I get my degree and everything, and then, which is my plan B for if I don't get signed. But I wrote a book, and that looks like it's going to be a pretty big deal coming up soon, too. And, you know, got some other big, big, big stuff in the works. So.
And you got spring training with the Sox, right?
Not with the Sox, but...
Sorry, I TBI'd that. Who you got spring training with?
I got some stuff coming up, potentially the Mets and the Pirates. So, I don't know any further details. They said they'd get back to me after the holidays. So, communication should be there here in the near future. So, I'm just blind faith in it out right now and just, training, just knowing that, you know, February, March, I'll be there spring training, either Florida, Arizona, trying to get my shot again.
And you're visualizing yourself in that uniform going, that's where I'm going to be.
Yep, yep.
I love it.
I'm just hoping I can, you know, build that platform and get out there and use my story and my abilities to inspire our brothers, man.
That's what we do, brother. That is what we do. Doc, tell me about the name of your book so we can get that out. We can get that out there. And how can people, I mean, you got something to, how are we going to get people in touch with you, man? How are we going to get people to understand Doc Jacobs knows what's going on?
I don't have a title for the book yet. It's being sent to publishers and to get chopped up and edited and everything. But you can find me on Facebook. They can contact mine and Joey's show, The Devil Doc Talk Show. You know, both on Facebook, Twitter. And, you know, if anybody needs to just chit-chat and, you know, find that purpose or just need to talk about, you know, hey, you know, what can I do athletic-wise just to get out there and do something, just let me know and I'll help them out.
Make it happen, everybody. It's Tipping Point Boone Cutler. Got to kick you loose. Thanks for coming on the show, Doc.